back to the fence. That's a crooked deal, Pete. One day in the shade for 3 days' scraps? It ought to be reversed. 3 days in the shade for 1 day's scraps. He gave me an insolent smirk and licked his paw.
That's my best offer, Hanky. Take it or leave it.
Suddenly I felt the hair rising on the back of my neck and heard a growl rumbling in the deep vicissitudes of my throat. In this awful heat, did I have enough energy to thrash a cheating little pipsqueak of a cat? Yes, by George. I rolled the muscles in my enormous shoulders and began rumbling towards the...
Hank! Leave the cat alone!
Huh? Leave the cat? Where had that voice come from? I hit the brakes and turned my head towards the house. Oops. Sally Mae had just come out the door, and right behind her came little Alfred. I must admit that the sight of Sally Mae sent a shiver down my backbone. But right away, I could see that something unusual was going on. The clues were very plain to see. You want to hear a list of clues? I guess it wouldn't hurt to go public with this information. Here we go.
Secret clue list number 806-555-7611. Clue number one.
Sally Mae came out of the house carrying a plastic pitcher and some paper cups.
Clue number two.
Little Alfred seemed to be holding... Was that a sign? Yes, it appeared to be a piece of cardboard with some kind of message written on one side. Fresh cold lemonade, $1.
Clue number three.
Sally Mae said,
"Well, this ought to keep you busy for a while. Stay out of the road, watch the traffic, and come back in 1 hour.
Clue number six.
Little Alfred said, "Okay, Mom, me and my doggies will sell a whole bunch of lemonade."
Clue number seven.
A deep scowl passed across Sally Mae's face, and she said,
"Must you take the dogs? Oh, I guess it'll be all right, but watch them like a hawk, and don't let them drink your lemonade. I squeeze those lemons by hand."
Clue number eight.
Drover drifted down from the machine shed and joined me at the yard fence. Actually, that wasn't a clue, and it didn't have much to do with anything. But it happened, so I thought I would mention it.
End of secret clue list. Please destroy at once.
Do you see the meaning of this? Holy smokes, unless my ears were playing tricks on me, little Alfred was fixing to go into the lemonade business. And he wanted to take me on as a partner. I whirled around to the cat and gave him a worldly sneer. "Hey, Pete, you know that deal we were discussing? I'm no longer interested in your iris patch. I have bigger flies to fish. So long, kitty." And with that, I whirled away from the little cheat and marched straight to the yard gate. There I met my business partner as he stepped out of the yard, carrying the pitcher in both hands and holding the sign under his arm. The boy came out the gate, walking slowly so as not to spill his whatever it was in the pitcher. He called out,
"Come on, doggies, let's go. We're gonna set up a lemonade stand and make some money."
I shot a glance at my assistant. "Did you hear that? The lad is going to start a lemonade business and needs our help."
"I'll be darned."
"And it would be good, Drover, if you could show some excitement and enthusiasm."
"Yeah, but I'm fresh out of both."
"Then fake it. On your feet, son. We've got a job to do." He didn't move. "Drover, I know it's hot, but challenges like this give us a chance to show what we're made of."
"Yeah, but I already know. Melted butter. I just don't think this leg would make it."
"Which leg?"
"Left rear."
He stood up and limped around in a circle.
"See?
It looks fine to me. Let's go."
"Oh, my leg! Oh, the pain! Oh, the heat!"
"Never mind. Skip it, Drover. I'll go by myself." I left him to his moaning and whining and trotted in a northward direction until I caught up with little Alfred.
I went into the raised lips procedure and gave him a smile. He returned the smile.
Hi, Hanky. Are you ready to sell some lemonade?
Oh, sure. I was ready to answer the call of duty, and if that meant helping my little pal sell lemonade on a hot day, so be it. And besides, I was kind of thirsty.